two lease sales today showed that the oil and gas industry is still very interested in the North Slope. Just 2 days after the way was cleared for a pipeline into the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, the industry snapped up all the available acreage near it today. And in a separate sale, the state made more money selling North Slope leases than it has in years. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The Bureau of Land Management took in a little more than $3 million in high bids for the NPRA, announced Alaska Region Deputy Director for Resources Ted Murphy.
Three companies submitting a total of 20 bids for 17 tracts. Total acreage receiving bids, 141,739 acres.
You heard right, three companies. ConocoPhillips, which added acreage it already held, and two new companies, Woodstone, and one naming itself with numbers 70 and 148, LLC. That company was an active bidder in the state lease sale as well. Bids in the state sale were extensive and took hours to read. The state sold hundreds of lease tracts and brought in about $21 million, something Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan was very encouraged by. He said that's far more than any recent sales.
Our look is the average kind of combined Beaufort, North Slope has been about $10 million a year average, maybe south of that, and we obviously doubled that.
The state offered both onshore and offshore tracts. The highest per acre bid came from Pioneer, which only been on a few tracts but paid out $878 per acre for them. There were new companies heard from, not just 70 and 148, but Royal and Nordac. There were also bids from the oil giants already involved on the North Slope and in the Beaufort, but significantly, Sullivan said, in new places.
You saw some established, very big companies, not just nibbling around the edges of their current units, but seemingly staking out new big positions, which we think is exciting.
Shell bought nearly all the available onshore leases in Harrison Bay. ConocoPhillips turns out to be interested in acreage south of BP's Badami field, which has a pipeline but not much oil flow. Great Bear added to its shale oil properties, and Repsol, which already has four rigs busy this winter in the Colville Delta, staked out significant new acreage onshore and off. In talking with reporters afterward, Sullivan said he's paid repeated visits to Repsol and believes that company now considers its Alaska oil and gas reserves its top asset. But the Parnell administration commissioner was not about to leave reporters with an entirely rosy picture of how inviting the state's investment climate is for the oil industry.
But to be honest, there was a number of companies that we spoke to that certainly had an interest who did not show up today.
Sullivan said it's important not to read too much into one lease sale, and the industry is notorious for playing its cards close to its chest, but they will do their best to find out the reason some players chose not to come to the table this time around. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.